used to meter net. Your net controller tonight is KC4SKD. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net's called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located on top of Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KC4SKD. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KC4SKD. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, signal your intent to remain on the net for the rec G portion. The stations already checked in are listed. You need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. First, we're going to go for the EchoLink stations. Let's see if there are any EchoLink stations. Please call KC4SKD. New hams. Anybody that's just got their license and not familiar with how to check into the net, all you have to do is just put your call sign out there and I'll guide you through the rest. Call KC4SKD. We will read off the pre-net check-ins. Thanks for those using this feature. Quite a few of them tonight. We got W2AMD Andrew, W4FCM Fred, N4IEI Isla, K4XMR Mel, KO4ZEW Ben, KG4PFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, N4JRB James, KI4LZI Andy, KI4LJG Robert, KM4BLH Curtis, N4ASW Tony, KQ4JSK Kim, KN4RJN John, AA4GH Gus, N4DJC Jerry, W4IOE Sid, K4NHR Connor. And we thank all of you for checking in using the pre-net check-in feature. And since tonight's Friday night, we will begin the RF section with Uniform through Zulu. Any stations Uniform through Zulu, please call KC4SKD.
Net control. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
We'll recognize him, K4XB Tommy. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope everything's going all right in your neck of the woods. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, call KC4SKD. Long, we will proceed to Alpha through Delta, A through D. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Evening, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
SKD. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Roll. sir. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative, negative, although I would appreciate if you have time at some point. Throw out the website I need to visit to figure out how to do this pre-net check-in thingy. I saw it, I heard it on the repeater a couple of minutes before the net, but I guess it was just too fast for my ears. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4DMW Rick, KK4OSN, and I'll have to get that name again. My pen wasn't fast enough. KM4MOQ Michelle, W4DJW Dave, KB2BYQ Dave, N4AHO Doug. And Doug, I'd have to get some information about that pre-net check-in. It's a link somehow or another, and I've got it up here, but I'd have to look at it again. Maybe somebody, Dave, you still around? Can you give us some information on that, W4DJ?
Affirmative, Larry. If you go to the Brars.cc website, BRARS.cc, there's no www or anything like that. There's no .com or .net or anything. It's just BRARS.cc. Go to that website. The third menu item from the left, the first one is About Us, the second one is Club News, and the third one is Club Repeater. The first drop-down in Club Repeater is Net Pre-Check-In. You just go to that site, and it's self-explanatory from there. Hope that helps, Larry. W4DJW, back to net.
Helps a lot. I appreciate the information. Doug, is that what you need? KC4SKD.
Wasn't sure if it was an internet thing or it was something actually operating the repeater. Had no idea. Thank you.
KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go another call for Alpha through Delta. A through D. Call KC4SKD.
Recheck. Yes, Larry, this is Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. My wife's call sign is Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, and her name is Lorena.
For coming back, correcting me that about that. KK4OSO. Did I get that right? I can't read my own writing.
It's Oscar, November Oscar. November Oscar.
Time. Recognizing KK4ONO, Lorena. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Alpha through Delta, call KC4SKD. Hotel E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Plug in Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah, and I'll be HT and out. 73.
4SKD. Larry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative tonight, Larry. Thanks.
4SKD. In on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Larry. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We got KQ4GIK Wayne. KC4EZN Harry. KO4HKX Patrick. Yeah, we thank all of you for checking in. Anybody else that go through hotel, call KC4SKD. Questions out of India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
Sorry about that one. The net control, this is Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this is where I'll be negative and negative. I apologize for messing up the call sign. I'll write that down and get used to it before long. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4SKD. Great to hear you calling that again. Thank you for doing that. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a moment. Little chat, maybe. And I hope everybody has a good night. And be thankful for the weather. Wet is better than cold. 7-3.
For SKD, Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve, I'm in Inman, and I'll be negative and negative, but I'll probably stand by and listen.
For SKD and the Blue Ridge Team Internet, recognizing KK4JFO James, no problem messing up the call, James. I've done that plenty of times myself. KK4JBQ, Larry, and we'll be back to you for Rag-Ju later. KC4MFK, Donna. KE4IR, Steve. Anybody else? India through Lima. Call KC4SKD.
Control. If you could, please go ahead and check in WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4. Juliet Echo Tango. Matthew up here by Table Rock area. Negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling in.
Recognizing WW4JET. Good to have you with us tonight. Next group is Mike for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD. Oh, I should know you're called. Dave, are you still there? W4DJW, do you have his call sign?
That's affirmative, Larry. It's K4OIM. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Inman.
Thank you, Dave. Blue Ridge 2 meter net recognizing K4OIM. Thank you for being there with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing okay. Another call for Mike through Papa, M3P. Call KC4SKD. We'll call for stations Quebec through Tango, Q through T. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Please check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty. I'm home and more tonight.
Again, November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, N4 RLF, Roger in Seneca, and I'll be in and out.
4 SKD. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Kilo 4 QLOD. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Group, we got WU2T Rusty, N4 RLF, Roger, KO4 QLG Chris. And we thank you, folks, for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango, call KC4SKD. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KC4SKD.
SKD. Mr. Larry, Miss Rhonda, and Annette, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. That's Gary. Also, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Rhonda and all on the net.
KD. Me and Rhonda and everyone on the net. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table tonight, Larry. Thank you for calling the net.
And Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KM. Also in Simpsonville. And we'll be hanging on and listening to the net.
C4SKD, please check in, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra. This is Robert in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge, 2-meter net, recognizing neighbors of ours, KI4DOS, Gary, K3JOY, Joy, N4ZLK, Shane, W2MJB, Mark, KN4HTP, and I didn't get a name for that one, KQ4OAS, Robert, and I need the name for KN4HTP.
My age, KN4HTP is Wendy, and we'll be negative and negative for listening.
KC4SKD, recognizing KN4HTP, Wendy. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, good evening, Larry. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo, whom had the volume down on his radio. He's getting in here late. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Larry, and all on the net. And I'll say hi to my buddy Chris tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, Tom.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N0TR, Tom. And we thank you for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD.
Net control, please check in Kilo 4, Echo Charlie Mike, Andy, Mobile, and Greenville.
Thank you for being there with us. Net control, recognizing K4ECM. Hope you're having a good evening. One more call, Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. Okay, did a refresh. Didn't see any more pre-net check-ins. So this is KC4SKD, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all stations checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rank-G portion of the net, and we'll stop and call for additional stations as we go along. And let's see, if I hadn't missed anybody, I think I've got the first rank-G-er as KK4JBQ Larry. How are you doing this evening?
SKD. Well, good evening, Larry. I don't know. I think maybe this is the third time you've called, and everybody improves all the time, and it's a pleasure to listen to your net. Let me start this way. I do try to keep most nights. I try to check in and hang around for Rag Chew just to extend the time that the net exists, so that second shift of folks might be able to check in. There are some folks who just, for whatever reason, they'll check in after half past the hour, and no change in that. So let's just keep the net going. Well, so as you might imagine, that keeps me searching around for things to talk about. My life is not sizzling, you might say, not popping and cracking. So I look for things. Today I found a thing, or it found me. Don't know. Let me ask you a question. Don't know how, how analog you still might be. I don't know your age, so that's sometimes an indicator. Most things have gone digital. And, of course, I have a digital watch, and I have a digital phone, and I have a digital computer, and a digital television. You know what I'm saying. Digital is everywhere. But every once in a while, I like a plain paper book. And by the same token, I like a plain paper calendar, you know. So I found online, of course, I found a really good buy. And I say it that way because, you know, quite often, really good buys are just cloaked. That means something. And so today I'm going through, just received these. It's the beginning of the year. Calendars are something people think about at the beginning of the year. So I got a pack of six of them for like $1.50 a piece. And these are nice. They're nice. It's nice paper, nice spiral binding. Adequate room for writing down any little thing like birthdays. So I'm going through and putting down the birthdays I can remember. And so my wife's birthday is one of those things. You got me?
I understand that. That's one birthday you don't want to forget. Definitely one of the most important ones. And I understand about analog. When I was at Greenville Tech, we had our, I forget which class it was, one of the instructors got up and said, "Now, we live in the analog world. When you throw a rock in the pond, you don't see square waves."
Now, that's funny. That is funny. I get it. You don't see square waves. That's funny. Okay. I got to get over that. let's see. So I'm going through and I'm writing down birthdays. I get to my wife's birth month, which is April, and it's on the 16th of April, and I can't find the 16th of April on the calendar. This is a little book. It's a 5x7 or so trim size. You know, I worked in the printing industry, and that's what they call whatever size something is. It's a trim size. So it's 5x7 or thereabouts. And so it's spiral bound, so there's a left page and a right page. So I go through and I say, well, why can't I find, you know, I thought it was my perception to begin with. What's going wrong with me, you know? I'm in my 70s, so every once in a while you have to take stock of what's your problem, Jack? So I'm looking for the 16th of April on a page where it should exist. And so I look at the top of the page, and the left page is April 2022, and then the right page, still in the month of April, is April 2023. So what they've done is they've used some old stock or mixed it up somehow, some way, when they bound the thing. And what that amounts to, the result of that is that there are two April 13ths. I got reading just across from one left page to the right page. April 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 13th, 14th, 15th. And then drop down a line, April 17th. So you missed the 16th altogether on a calendar. If that just don't beat all. KK4JBQ.
I have to remember that and tell some of the guys I work with, they'll get a kick out of that. Yep. But thank you for being there, giving the comments, and for bringing that to us and talk about conversation topics. My favorite things to talk about are Star Trek, the original series, classic cars, and I like vintage stereo equipment. And when I was a kid, our parents had a Sears Silvertone. It was all vacuum tube, and the
you know, the turntable had rumbled unbelievable when it was playing the record. But, you know, as a kid, that was the best sounding thing I had heard. Dad used to cut the lights off in the living room and have just the dial lights on the stereo and sit there and listen to it. And we thought that was just absolutely neat. But thank you for being there, Larry, and hope everything's going all right. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, good evening, Larry. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no RAQ. And I would, and Larry, I would like a short form with another party.
Stephen, see you're on Echo Link. Yeah, thank you for checking in with us this evening. Go ahead and call your station.
W2MJB from KA4PQA. Are you still on frequency, Mark? W2MJB from KA4PQA. Are you still there? Are you still there, Mark?
W2MJB.
This is Stephen, KA4PQA in Greenwood. I haven't heard yourself and Miss Wendy call. I haven't heard yourself and Miss Wendy call the net in a long time, and I just wondered if you would, and I just wondered if you and Miss Wendy were still net controllers or not.
KA4PQAW2MJB. Stephen, no, we're not net controllers anymore. We retired about a year ago. And I've been trying to get to bed before 9 o'clock each night to make my day a little bit better. So one of the reasons we haven't been checking in very often.
Copy that, Mark. Good to talk to you again. Good to talk to you again. And good talking to you again, Mark. And be sure and tell Miss Wendy hello from me and y'all, and Mark, you and Miss Wendy have a good evening. You and Miss Wendy have a good evening over your way.
Thank you, Stephen, and you have a wonderful evening as well. I'll let Wendy know you say hello. Anything else, Stephen?
That is a negative, Mark. That's a negative, Mark. I haven't heard you guys calling it anymore, and I was just checking on you, seeing whether or not you were calling it. But what you told me answered my question.
Stephen, it's good to hear from you as well. And you tell your wife hello, and you have a great evening, Stephen. This is W2MJB, and I'm clear.
Affirmative, Mark. Larry, I appreciate you allowing the contact, and if you will, I appreciate you allowing the contact and getting me checked in on the log. And with that, Larry, I'll turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
And if I think I forgot to recognize you a while ago, but we'll do it now. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is KC4SKD recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen, and we thank you for checking in with us tonight. And I do need to recognize some other here by telephone relay, November 9, Tango, Echo, Charlie, that's my brother Randall, Kilo, Fox, 4, Golf, Foxtrot, that's my other brother Charlie, and KG4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra, that's Rhonda. KC4SKD and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, additional stations all the way through the alphabet. KC4SKD and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net calling for stations Alpha through Zulu. A through Z, call KC4SKD. And if I wrecked you, please call KC4SKD. Before we close it down, anybody else all the way through the alphabet, please call KC4SKD. Said, I believe Dave, W4DJW, is running the net tomorrow night, if memory serves me correct, so everybody check in and give him plenty of response tomorrow evening. KC4SKD, stand by for net report. KC4SKD, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I want to thank everybody for checking in and participating. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.
W2T, W4DJW. W2T, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.
W4DJW, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, W4DJW.
help me with updating the database in the net control? For some reason, I keep getting an error message.
Yeah, you want me to send you a Zoom link?
If you could do that.
All right, I'll send it just a minute. W4DJW, clear.
KO4HKX, clear, step 3.
N0TR, N4ZLK.
Evening, Shane. How you doing out there tonight?
I'm surprised I could hear you guys. Either propagation must be really good, or something's changed with the repeater, or something changed in my truck, but I'm down here.
You can hear it's scratchy on my end tonight, so.
Bubble shifted this way a little bit.
All the cold and hot and rainy weather, there's no telling what's happened. Go pick up some toolboxes at one of your competitors, and so I did that this morning and got that out of the way. But other than that, and then went and had lunch with another ham, and come home and been here since then, so I've had a pretty easy day. How about you?
Lee, let me say, I hope your toolboxes weren't damaged. And secondly, I'm doing well. I had a good day. I slept really hard. Didn't have the dog to bother me, and my wife wasn't there for me to bother her, so there was nothing to do but sleep, and I slept really well. You notice how I said that.
Well, Shane, I will bail out of here so I can get this done with Dave. I don't want to hold him up right quick.
Thanks, I heard that. Have a good night. N4ZLK.
KO4HK, clear.
N0TR, N4ZLK. ABQ, N4ZLK.
JBQ here. Hello, Shane. Great that you are getting better coverage. Great to talk with you.
I hear you too. About the coverage thing, I used to be able to listen to the net all the way down into Commerce. This was a few years ago, and this last year, as soon as I hit Piedmont, it just, the repeater drops out, or I don't know, maybe it's my truck, a different truck. Maybe it's not grounded well. I don't know. I just can't hear the repeater very well all the way down into Georgia, but right now it's coming in really, really good, and I'm just coming into Anderson area, so I thought I'd take advantage of it.
I've changed antennas like you've changed trucks, and there's probably a great deal going on there. But I have a similar experience, so there might be another factor which is just common to both of us. I haven't changed my location. Your truck is kind of a movable location, and mobile operation is a challenge. I used to have a radio in my automobile, and I had mixed results. My best results was to locate a place where I knew I had a clear signal and seek that out, not try to, well, probably not a good idea to talk and drive at the same time. My wife can do that just fine, but I have trouble. KK4, JBQ.
We all have to know our limits. That's a good sign of maturity, to know our limits. So, but I wanted to know what you're going to do about your missing day on the calendar. That's a pretty good story. And it might explain why it only costs $1.50 a piece for those calendars.
Yeah, you know, when I got them, it was over a year ago. This is also a two-year calendar. Not just 1 year, but it's in form of a book, a spiral-bound book. It's written really high quality, you know. The end papers, no, I'll say it right, the covers are a dense plastic. So it's really going to hold up, you know. The paper is good quality paper. It's just that, and I only discovered recently that they had mixed up 2 years. This, being a two-year calendar, it was 23-24. and they had mixed in that one page, my wife's birth month, that one page was 2023, the left-hand page. And then the right-hand page was you know, a different year. And that's what caused the repeating single date and the dropping of her birth date. It's just so odd, you know. It's just so odd. And I went through the rest of the thing to see if something similar had happened. And don't you know, yes, it happened twice. You know, there were two other occasions in this two-year spiral-bound calendar, you know, like a journal. Yeah, it's kind of like bound like a journal. Two other months that were missing days, repeating days and missing other days, just not there. So no, I didn't get that good a deal, as it were, but I didn't discover it before it's long past, you know, long past returning it. Son of a gun. And I guess that old adage is you get what you pay for. That's true. And I should know that. KK4JBQ.
Is that okay? Yeah, there's a lot to that. Especially when it comes to tools, when you're trying to work on stuff. But, I thought of something when you were talking. Too bad there's not a reset button. That is the thing about analog. There's no reset buttons. You can't reboot it and it come up right. But like you, I love a good book. There's nothing better than holding a book in the hand when I've got time. That's one of the joys of life is holding a good book and reading it. I'm not big on reading digitally. Never have been. I'll research stuff, you know, that I can find online, but when it comes to a good read, I want it in a book form where I can turn the pages.
There's nothing can compare with that. The convenience of rebooting or the convenience of an ever-improving application. I trust that you have a digital phone of some sort, and there are applications on that phone. And if you're like me, you get notified that frequent notifications of upgrades to the applications that already reside there. Or they're improving it, or they're adding, they're fixing little bugs or whatever that they come across. When something is analog, it's prefixed. It doesn't change that much. So, wow, that would mean that human beings are digital. Well, just in this one case, we can fix on the fly, change our minds. That reminds me of a saying: those who are convinced. Oh, how does it go? Oh well. Anyway, if somebody tries to change your mind, they really won't be successful in it unless they've made a truly good argument. And then still, there's that haunting thing that you were right all along, even with the introduction of the new information and someone pointed out your error. It's only human, you know, to believe your own eyes before listening to someone else's side of things. If your eyes are the important element of it, I don't know. I will leave this earth not having solved all my issues. And you know, in a way, that's comforting. God, I don't have to reach a stage of perfection before, you know, termination, you might say. And that should comfort everybody. You know, we're not going to be perfect here. And perhaps in the next step, as we move along, we'll get. get a lot closer to that. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I agree with you. We're never going to be perfect. We should be humble enough to try to make ourselves better. That's for sure. Back to the having our minds changed. The number one and most important thing, I think, is search for the truth. Whatever is true, even if it's different from what you believe, you got to be willing to change your mind if you find out you're not what you've been believing is not true. Most people, I think, believe what they want to be true more than they believe what is true, or more than they search for what is true. That's my personal opinion, because there's a lot of things I would like to be true, but just because I would like it doesn't make it so. And I want to make sure that I'm willing to change my mind if I discover truth. And then not, when I say truth, I don't mean what's your truth and what's my truth and what's their truth today, you know, because that's not really truth. That's your experience. But most things, there is truth to it. And that's what we got to be willing to change our minds on if we find out that we haven't been believing the truth. So that's just an aside, and yes, I think one day, after this life is over, there is opportunity to be in a perfect state. I don't think everybody's going to take advantage of that, but there is opportunity.
Well, that's a trunk full of good thinking there. I, too, struggle with what is the truth. And I also got in hot water, I mean really deep, steamy hot water, with a good friend of mine. Because unbeknownst to me, we had a different idea of what the truth is. Something that just on the face of it, I mean, I'm sort of hesitating on introducing the topic, but I think that's germane. The topic was suicide. And I just felt that's wrong to leave here of your own volition. Whatever your troubles might be, there's help everywhere, you know, around the clock. There's no time when you can't call a hotline and talk to somebody who will talk you off the ledge, so to speak. Well, rather than go in it deeply, I just want to say that my friend, unbeknownst to me, had a family member who had committed suicide, and they had a very different opinion of the whole thing. And I don't see, I wasn't convinced that I was wrong, but I was sorry I ever brought it up because of the how that issue affected me in a different way than it affected him. Oh, so, you know, I've been over that ground. And I found the quote. It's a pretty cool quote. It's a Dale Carnegie quote, as I read. Those convinced against their will are of the same opinion still. KK4JBQ.
JBQ N4ZLK. Yes, I forgot to comment on the quote. I was going to say, don't bring up something that you can't finish, because then I'm going to be left wondering. But yeah, I have heard that quote before. I just didn't recognize the beginning of it. But that is pretty true. We see that played out, especially in today's day and age. That's played out more and more. And yes, on the other issue, suicide or any of the major issues in life, people's experiences do affect their thoughts on it. And that's where we have to be, first of all, sensitive to others and what their stories are. And sometimes that's hard to be because we don't know their stories right away. But also, those of us who have stories need to be aware that, you you know, our feelings, our emotions, our experiences can cause or can bring about a lot of things that we might perceive as true because of what we've been through, but they're still might not be completely true. And we've got to be humble enough to admit that. But boy, we're getting deep here tonight, aren't we? N4 ZLK.
This was 45 years ago, and so, you know, it has struck with me the whole time. What I learned from that is exactly what you were alluding to. What I learned from that 45 years ago was that the context is everything. That is to say, their opinion is greatly affected by their life experience and of those around them that are, you know, close family members or very good friends. And so it changes the context. And I came away, I was sad that I ever brought it up, for one thing. But I also was not convinced that I was wrong. In other words, what I think I was trying to encapsulate, what I was trying to nail down in my own mind was, is there one truth? Is there one thing that's true in all circumstances? And that might be on the very highest level, that might be true. But human beings are on all kinds of levels. We are on all kinds of platforms, in states of our own personal awareness. It just gets complicated, don't it? And, yeah, so this is, you know, it's a topic we shouldn't dwell on, probably. but it is life-changing, for sure, life-changing. And we talked about it. I knew that I deeply hurt this person by challenging the choice that family member had made. With my insistence that there must be an absolute truth. Well, yeah, there is. But human beings are complicated creatures. And if you take care of your own life, you're doing good. Try to take care of somebody else's, I think you're doing a bad thing. KK4 JBQ.
Two, as you said, it was 45 years ago, and I think we can all look back. If we have any age on us, we can all look back and see things that we probably, in our youth, we were very impetuous about, and hopefully learn some lessons that we can still carry over to today. Because, boy, I sure have plenty of those where I was dogmatic about certain things that I realize now probably didn't need to be or shouldn't have been. And you're right, humanity, human beings, we're a mixed bag, aren't we? Everybody has a story, and everybody has, well, we're just a mixed bag. That's all I can say. N4ZLK. And I can't believe how well this repeater's doing tonight.
I'll be thankful for that. I am. It's a real pleasure. You and I have not really talked on any extended length, but here's our chance. I do recall also, it goes to your point, I was searching for a church home at the time. I was kind of investigating. I was brought up in one denomination of Christianity, and I wasn't quite certain that was, you know, my parents handled it, you know. They kept us at arm's length from religion. And if a child is questioning, if a child has questions, an adult, especially a parent, I think parenting, it comes with the responsibility, do the very best you can to help a child who is confused, who is questioning, who is searching. But they had their issues, my parents did. My father was the son of a Baptist minister. And he rejected, I mean, he was made to do things he didn't want to do. As far as like church attendance and participation in various things involving the church, you should be, you know, made to do things. If you have a question, you know, give the boy an answer. But to insist that they do something to which they have not thought about, or they're not certain of what's going on, or whatever. Anyway, that was his experience, and so his parenting was hands off. You know, don't insist that he go to church. Don't answer his questions. You know, I don't know. So I did. It was long about that same time. I was looking for a home church, and I went to every denomination that was within reach, you know, a personal reach. And I read about other things, and not just Christianity. I investigated Baha'i and Hinduism and even mysticism, just to figure out where are those people, you know, in their head. And, you know, and two, there's different things, but of course, a very great influence on every individual is the context in which they're brought up. What culture are they brought up in? Who is making impressions on that individual? So, I found a church home. I'm not proselytizing here, so I'm not going to identify that, but it was only after a long search and after getting my own answers. That's really what the human experience is about. Find your own answers with your own work. Don't trust what other people say just as a matter of course, just to get it out of the way. Some things are just too important not to do your own work. KK4 JBQ.
Okay, 1 mile to go to Georgia. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to hold it, but you're sounding good still so far. So, yes, it does take a lot of work, and we shouldn't trust somebody else's word, because unfortunately, even in our best intentions, a lot of us are not, a lot of us cannot be completely trustworthy, or even blinded by some things ourselves. So, I do recommend things when people ask, but I also tell them to double check. I don't just, unless it's, you know, a restaurant or a book I like, you know, I'll say, now I like it, you may not like it, but I enjoyed it. Because there's so many times I've recommended or been given recommendations about places to eat or things like that, and then we end up going there and it's like, well, I mean, it's okay, but there's just so many different tastes and opinions and backgrounds, you know, all that relates in. So I'll give recommendations, but I always give a caveat that they need to investigate it themselves first.
That's certainly wise. Reminds me that just recently another ham friend of mine recommended a movie that I might be interested in. And it certainly had its it had me on the edge of my seat all the time. The movie's called Gravity. Now, I'm aware that gravity is something that even in our current stage of development as human beings, we don't know what gravity is. We don't know where it comes from. It can be expressed mathematically. I think several physicists have done that. But where's the energy that holds us to the planet? It's not magnetism. Gravity is not magnetism, although it acts like that on a very small scale. You have two magnets and they stick to one another, right? The opposite poles stick to one another. And gracious. So that's a little bit confusing for those who don't look any deeper. Gravity, the thing that holds us to the planet, well, something even more important that holds our atmosphere. This little thin onion skin in, you know, in relation to the size of the earth, the oxygen that we breathe and the oxygen that makes all life possible is such a very thin layer. I don't think it's before we got shots of the earth from the moon that we were aware of the vantage point that gave us, aware of just how delicate this whole balance is, how blessed we are to be here. If it weren't so, we wouldn't have been here anyhow to start with. But Gravity was an interesting movie, two actors primarily, and they were on a space shuttle, and the junk that's in near-Earth orbit, the junk that we have put there as a consequence of space exploration, we've left a lot of trash. Now, this is something that humans do. But we've left it orbiting the planet. And because of the weightlessness, and yet it's traveling very fast. It's at supersonic speeds. It's like a bullet. So there was an accident up there, and one piece of junk hit another piece of junk, and the piece of the shrapnel was crazy. And it just, it's a very exciting movie. If you have a chance to see it, it should take up all your time, and I may be losing your signal. But anyway, yeah. Shane, I'll wish you a good trip, good safe trip, and it's been a pleasure. But we're going to lose this contact before I have an opportunity to say how much I appreciate the time and the conversation. This is KQ4JBQ. Back to you.